Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, November the 7th, 312th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisorette Virginia Bass.
Glad to be here.
Oh, and listen to the Happy Jingle Band. Yes, perfect timing. This afternoon, we're not going to talk about the elections because everybody else is talking about the elections. If you want to hear it, just stay tuned next hour. We'll get you the results there. Rush and Sean have been talking about the national stuff, so we are not going to fall into that feeding trough.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I think it's time to move on.
We've got our water wings on. We're going to talk a little bit about Kevin Hamlin.
Alrighty.
Not necessarily what a great guy he is, but the fact that the county was able to hire him. And we'll talk about that. Also, we've got the Betty Chin facility. Let's see. I think Betty and some of the folks are going to be on tomorrow's show talking about it, but Virginia and from the governmental structures perspective, it's a little bit different. So we'll spend a little bit of time talking about that also. So we got a couple of different approaches. No politics.
Yay!
Yeah, right. You believe I'm not going to talk politics?
Politics underlies everything.
Yeah,
I'm
there
finding.
You go. There you go. It's correct politics when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from George Bernard Shaw. Sometime between 1856 and 1950, he said, quote, "A life spent making mistakes is not only more honorable, but more useful than a life spent doing nothing."
I can agree with that.
I thought you might.
I like it when you actually pick somebody that I know who they are, too. When you
Rumpelstiltskin. The big bad wolf.
Are those on your in that book, too?
No,
I didn't know there
well,
was
I could probably
sayings.
Find something in there, probably from Grimm's. The Grimm's brothers or Aesop, but not not directly.
Now I got that music playing. You know, remember the cartoon? And there was, anyway.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There the I won't try to do this
that's
now.
That's the one with the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon?
Yeah.
The
and the
fractured fairy tales.
There you go.
You are as old as I am.
Not quite. Close.
Oh, I see. Vanity. Sorry. I forgot.
Good thing we're on radio.
Let's talk a little bit about Mr. Hamlin, a name that is familiar to folks in Humboldt County. They may not necessarily recognize why Kevin's name is available and at the top of their head.
Available?
But, well, available to
in
remember,
their memory banks.
To share, to have an opinion about. But he's been here. He left the area as an employee at the city and then is coming back at the county level. When Kevin was here, you were on the city council. What were your impressions of his job and his performance at that point?
I think what I remember most is that Kevin was fair with individuals, and someone may not have always liked the answer that he gave, especially, you know, it was regulations or regulations, but in general, he had a history of helping people find a way to get something done if they can do it within the parameters of the law, and so I appreciated that that's how he's remembered by many. Of course, there's some folks that, you know, not everyone likes everything we do or everything a staff member does, which, I mean, that's pretty darn obvious.
Well, make a decision and somebody's going to get mad.
Yeah, so, you know, and he cares deeply about the community. I think it's great that he's got the roots here. Even though he worked outside of the community for a period of time, he still lived in the same place.
Crescent City is not that far away.
No, but boy, you know, I guess that tells you I don't like
you're
driving an hour and a half
yeah.
to work. Yeah,
it's a nice so. Drive though.
It's beautiful most of the time.
Yeah, except for that snow and wind and rain thing.
Yeah.
So when he was at the city, you felt pretty comfortable with him. Didn't get a lot of complaints or challenges or issues, even when you were the mayor. Okay. So when you saw his name come through as a possible applicant for this position, I know that you know the selection committee is involved, but and you guys, the others are kind of behind the scenes. What kind of response did you have?
Well, you know, always lovely trying to be careful about closed session items and what you can or can't say. But, you know, my personal impression when I saw that Kevin was interested, I was pleased. I thought, you know, here's somebody that I know I have a good working relationship with. And in asking around, have a good deal of confidence that he has, how do I say it? When he was here, had a good relationship, working relationship with a lot of other groups and people as well. Of course, again, like we said earlier, there are some that aren't going to share the same feelings. But on the whole, I was actually really excited to be able to find out more and see if I think, you know, if I thought he'd be a good fit for what we want to see happen at the county level.
How different is the county from the city?
Oh, well, boy, if you want to, I could go, I don't want to go into that much detail. Obviously, it's bigger. The range of issues are bigger. Some of the issues are the same, you know, dealing with maybe Coastal Commission, you know, coastal properties.
But the city has coastal properties.
City has that. That's the same. But when you're talking about things like Williamson Act, you know, there's some things that are very specific to counties that are going to be a little bit different. But I'm confident that Kevin, you know, is going to be up to date on all those. He's been doing loads of work just in the last week plus, what is it, week and a half, whatever, since the announcement. He's doing the groundwork. He's getting to know the people. He's getting to know the projects.
Well, he's still in Crescent City, isn't he?
No, he's actually not.
Oh, okay. So things got squared up.
Yeah, so he's got an opportunity. Yeah, and so he's actually, you know, we've expressed, at least I expressed individually, and I believe some of the other supervisors probably have as well, that how important it is to get to know the community, get to know the staff, and get a real successful transition plan in place and to be able to hit the ground running. And we've, as you know,
you've
there's
given
a
him
lot
the keys
of
already?
Issues. No, I think that part, I have to say, it was...
We trust you, man, but not quite yet.
it was funny because originally, I believe he said he'd start work, he'd be in, you know, November 12th, and then we finally realized, well, that's a holiday. You know, gosh, great that you know you want to start with that much enthusiasm, but let's try the next day.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the fact that Kevin is Hamlin, who is now, public works director? No.
Now?
Yeah, what?
Director of Planning and Building?
And he was at the city.
At the city was the... Got a community development.
Okay, I knew there was community
in
there somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going back in ancient history. That's 2 years ago.
Yeah, a lot of transferable stuff, certainly, and he knows who the players are. The fact that he's coming in, and I think from many perspectives, the job, the chair that he's sitting in next week, we could say a broken department in some respects. Even if it's just the community faith and trust in the department, it's broken. Things weren't adding up. There was a lot of dissension, a lot of questioning, a lot of interaction, and I think a fair amount of people thought there was a lot of CYA going on also. I don't think any of those things are really stretching the basic truth at all. How does he come in and change it? Yeah, you know, it's not like there's a football game this weekend and we can rally the troops and see we got a win. Yay. And we can build on the win and we'll, you know, take it to the Super Bowl. That's not how government plays. How can he, or what are your expectations on how he can build a little esprit de corps, build some customer confidence in the community? You still got the general plan quagmire to deal with. I mean, it's not like he's coming in at real calm times.
No, I think you said that one perfectly. I think what's going to be the most important thing for Kevin to get off on the right foot, and for this, us to all get off on the right foot, is to spend the time first, you know, getting to know what is the situation, size of the situation, what are the problem areas, other than just what people's impressions are. You know, really get in and dig in and find out. Work with the staff in the department there. They probably have some really good ideas, but they're also going to be going through a level of uncertainty, like, well, what does this mean? And I think there's got to be a level of trust that's built there. I think it's about building relationships, finding out what's broken. I mean, you talked about broken, but it was more perceptions. But there are things that need to be changed. And in the past, one of the things I know that Kevin did from the customer service component that I thought was great was at the city, he actually made sure that his door opened up to the counter versus his room, his office being upstairs somewhere where he was out of touch with what was happening. And those are the types of things that I think will help instill the, you know, confidence of for the customer, but also that staff knows that he's there to back them up. He's not there as, you know, an enemy. He is there to help all of us be a success. And it's not going to be overnight. I have to, you know, people that expect something to happen immediately, it's like the county is a huge ship and it doesn't turn,
you'd have to detonate certain areas to make that
there
happen.
There you go. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. But
like the word?
That's a little extreme, maybe.
Well, you know, yeah. The Planning Commission and its relationship with the staff, is that another area that he's going to have to work on, coming off of the general plan stuff and seeing how now it's starting to spin around a little bit? Is that as healthy as it could be, or do you sense that that's going to be another area that he's going to have to really address?
Well, I certainly think it's an area it's going to take some, you know, time to for him to decide what actions are needed. The Planning Commission, I suspect, at the beginning of the year is going to be looking a little bit different than it is now as well. Supervisor, I was going to say Estelle. I can never say Fennell. Everyone's by their first name. It's how I know her.
I thought you were going to say something about Sunny.
I was getting there eventually. But okay. There are going to be some new faces that are put on by the supervisors, and then there's also an at-large choice that the board as a whole will be making. So, I mean, that's potentially three more.
So,
have you applied?
I've applied for many things, but not. I don't think that'll be one. as you look at what's going on, how much influence does a specific supervisor or the Gang of Five have on an appointed department head as they're trying to come together and make this department viable, better viable, more viable, however you want to phrase that?
Well, we all have a duty and responsibility, you know, the board members, to be there, answer questions, meet with Kevin. I think it's up to us to meet frequently, to make sure that we're all on track and that we're seeing things move in the positive direction. But when you say how much influence, in theory, one supervisor, you know, you can talk to staff, but you can't direct staff. I mean, I learned that at the city. I learned that there's proper ways to do things, you know, and in that case, you know, to actually influence what staff is doing, it needs to be the majority of the board. And that's not to say there aren't attempts every once in a while or even accidental for someone to, you know, try to exert influence, but it's
verboten.
Majority of the board.
Verboten.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater's 29th season has 6 treats for its audiences. By next summer, it will have presented 2 musicals, 2 comedies, 1 contemporary drama, and a Shakespeare classic at its theater in downtown Eureka. Now playing is Anything Goes, a revival of a musical about antics on an ocean liner featuring Cole Porter's timeless music. Coming in January is American Buffalo, a revival of a Broadway drama about 3 small-time crooks who plan to steal a coin collection. Shakespeare's The Tempest comes in March, followed by Next to Normal, a musical with a contemporary score. The season wraps up with a comedy titled The Allergist's Wife. For details about the North Coast Rep season, visit their website, www.ncrt.net. That's www.ncrt.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and activities that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Virginia, thinking of looking at playing with some of the different challenges that are out there, as you see some of these things, and I'll just say things because there's a whole bunch of them, how often does misfacts, misstatements, misimpressions come in and just kind of muck things up a little bit for you?
Daily. I think it's unfortunate. What's great is when someone actually calls and asks you a question. I had a call last week where someone had a question about Betty Chin, since we're going to be talking about that in a little bit.
You peeked at my notes.
You said it yourself.
But you could even,
I can't read your writing.
Yeah, that's right.
But he said, you know, I'm hearing this. And I said, well, let me tell you this. But he took the time to call and find out.
Motivated enough.
Yes, unfortunately, not everyone's motivated enough. Some people just kind of fly off a tidbit of information that could be totally an error or maybe just a little bit an error, and it becomes a much bigger misstatement by the time it's finally reached somebody who could clear it up.
So as you're looking at some of the different ways that misinformation come out, is it people going emotional too early? Is it information being misrepresented? Things taken out of context? Yeah, I know you could say all the above. Right, okay. But I mean, it seems as if there's a bias.
You know, all the things you said are accurate. I will agree. But when you mentioned bias, what comes to my mind is, unfortunately, some of the misstatements and misinformation is intentional, and it's put out there, whether it's a red herring, whatever you want to call it. Some people, whatever their motivation, put wrong information out, and they know it's not right, or they take a lot of half-truths. And so it's unfortunate, but I think a lot of things that are put out there that cause a lot of uproar in the community are actually put out there on purpose to cause uproar, which doesn't do us any good, seriously.
Well, you know, if you want to divert attention from one thing to another, that's a pretty easy way to do
it. Kind of like set the explosion over here when you...
Yeah, and then you run to the other direction and talk about things. So as there's some discussion beginning to occur, we were both... I don't even know what the meeting was called. Whatever the meeting was called. Regarding Betty Chin's
day center.
Thank you. I was going to use another phrase, and I know it's not that, so I was kind of befuddled at the moment. as this event,
you know,
starts
you only get
to,
befuddled when you get older.
Yeah, well, you know. Guess what? As you pointed out earlier, yes, I'm leading the way. as you look at this project that's going to occur, and I tend to look at the people who are associated with it as much as the project itself. It's kind of the same way, you know, who support, I guess, is the political part of the program, folks, sorry. who supports this candidate, who supports this initiative, who's in opposition to this initiative, who's supporting the other candidates. I probably am going to recognize some of those folks and make a determination off of who, as much as what, is involved with this. When you look at Betty's project, are the people associated with it people that you feel comfortable with?
Yeah, you know, looking around the room the other night, a couple weeks ago, I thought there was a real variety of people in the room, but people I don't necessarily see at meetings or at something related to this type of issue. And you know, you had people from local businessmen. You had some electeds who weren't there on behalf of the government they represent, but they were there as individuals. You had community leaders of other sorts. You know, Dave Tyson was there. You were in the background.
I was holding up the wall.
And and there was a lot of folks from different churches. And the people that I saw around the room, I thought were a great, kind of like a big, you know, ran the gamut of people. I was surprised to have them there all at the same time. An assortment. I looked around the room and I thought, it's not the usual suspects. It's actually people who I think aren't wanting to just increase social services or who want to just, you know, some people, how do I say, I think these people were there to really find a way to make a small change in homelessness. We're not going to solve the situation with a step like this, but it takes a lot of steps in the community and a lot of different people doing different things to make an improvement. And I that room was full of people I was glad to see in the room. Of course, there were some noticeably not in the room that I think would actually want to be there in the future when they get the clear information and not the misinformation that I think is being put out there.
You going to throw them out in front of us right now or not?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious how excited you are about this.
Let's just say I think it's incumbent on you know, the folks working on the project to reach out and bring people in who may be uncomfortable with it and say, you know, this is how we're going to be doing it differently. This is how we're going to improve the neighborhood. But some of that's not been done yet.
The fact that Catholic charities are involved, does that make you feel more comfortable?
You know, if you'd asked me that question a few months ago, I wouldn't have known the answer because I didn't know, you know, what they could do. I did go down to the facility, where actually they got the three facilities down in Santa Rosa, and I was really impressed by what I saw and how they make the programs work. And I know here it's a much smaller scale of what, you know, the intentions are, but I got a real level of comfort when I saw, you know, how clean it was, how well run it was, how invested people were in making it a success. I also think, you know, we've got the local connection there with Chuck, who's the executive director, I'm not sure what Chuck's title is.
Yeah.
And to me, that means something, too, because he's someone who has ties to our community here, and that makes it even more of a, I guess you'd say, a comfort level for me, knowing that it's not just somebody from
somewhere
down south, yeah, that sees us as a business opportunity, but someone who actually has a connection to our community.
KINS News and Information time is 3:42. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
Hi, Meredith here from Don's Rental. At Don's Rental, we pride ourselves in being old-fashioned, like standing by our promise to give customers more than they ask for. But old-fashioned doesn't mean out of date. We have the largest selection of the most modern tools and equipment in the area. If there is a tool that makes completing a job faster, smoother, or easier, we buy it, because providing the latest equipment is our old-fashioned commitment to our customers. Now, if I could only teach Russ how to check his email.
Don's Rental.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information time. It's 3:47. We are back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, I would tend to think that with whether it's Betty Chin's facility or any other one, the proof is always in the pudding. if the place looks good, if it's maintained, if it's a place that is bright and sunny and, you know, happy and all that stuff, that's not the impression we have from many of the, or any of the other facilities that are in the area that are serving some of the different segments of society that are out there. Can it be that simple? Let's just see how this thing works, and if it's happy, it's going to be a plus, and then let all the naysayers kind of go by the wayside at that point?
Well, I think you're right. Proof is in the pudding. Man, I said you're right at least twice that's like, the last
Yeah, that's
week
two or three
or two.
Times.
Yeah. Let me rethink that.
Yeah.
I actually agree with you. What can I say? But you're not going to find out if it can be done better without actually trying it. If you keep saying no and you keep believing that you're going to have the worst result and you just don't try, you're never going to learn. It's like your quote you said today. You learn more through life making mistakes, trying and making mistakes versus doing nothing. And that's why I see, you know, when you ask that question, are there going to be some mistakes or missteps? Probably. But if the result is actually, you know, getting some people back into, you know, working in the community, you know, being part of the community, becoming self-sufficient again.
Well, what about just looking at the building and seeing something that's fallen apart and rotting right now
and
that's
going to
be
up.
Taken care of?
Yeah. Well, exactly. And I think it's real important, again, to work with the neighborhood. I think this...
So how does this avoid being a kumbaya, we all feel happy and hug ourselves in the corner kind of a thing?
Without anything actually happening?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, you have to have some of the good feelings to make people want to continue, but you have to also have a board who takes a really critical look at what's wrong. And I think working with the neighborhood, you know, you don't get the false kumbaya. You know what the problems are. It's like a relationship. That sounds corny, but if you don't work on it, you don't keep getting better. If you just think it's going to be great and peaches and cream and you don't pay attention, you're ended up for a disaster. You got to expect that there's issues that are going to come up. And maybe no kumbaya moments, but, well, no, you can have moments, not a kumbaya. How did you come up with that? You gave me that one. I'm just going, blah, blah.
Well, I'm glad I
not
didn't bring
false
up.
Not a false state of kumbaya. How's that?
Oh, jeez.
Good grief.
You know, the next time I hear that now, I'm going to feel very guilty about planting that in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. If people do want to know more about some of the different things that the county's doing, or, you know, with Kevin and that kind of stuff, just kind of pop in and see what's going on. Is that a recommended way?
Yeah. You know, a couple of us are in the office all the time, or almost all the time. I can't say all the time. We're all available by phone.
And I'll speak so very clearly, Queen's English. Thanks for coming by.
Give me a call.
You betcha. Yeah, give me some notice. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love and see you tomorrow.